This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, folks. Obviously, I'm not Vincent Fennelli. I'm David Zuniga, founder of America Again. I'm carrying over from last hour, which was a replay with John Reagan. I'll be guest hosting this hour. Vincent will be back on Monday, and he's also going to be speaking at the RK Prepper Show tomorrow and Sunday at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield. Joining Vincent will be USA Prepares instructors Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, Craig Douglas, and others. So show up. You can also find this announcement on page one of USAPrepares.com. And you'll also find a reminder there that tomorrow, Saturday night, from 6 to 9, there's a USA Prepares reunion at Jimmy's Egg Restaurant in Springfield. Students and instructors are welcome. It's Dutch treat. Dinner will be under $10. So, folks, this is a perfect occasion to launch America Again in Springfield and maybe even plan a small group in Jefferson City. Okay, before teaching from my book, Fear the People, next week, I need to talk today about this worldwide pandemic that has gripped so many people. And I'm going to start off today by reading this morning's statement from the Trump campaign about the UK having voted yesterday to secede from the European Union. So here's Trump's statement. The people of the United Kingdom have exercised the sacred right of all free peoples. They've declared their independence from the European Union and have voted to reassert control over their own politics, borders, and economy. A Trump administration pledges to strengthen our ties with a free and independent Britain, deepening our bonds in commerce, culture, and mutual defense. The whole world is more peaceful and stable when our two countries and our two peoples are united together, as they will be under a Trump administration. Come November, the American people will have the chance to redeclare their independence. Americans will have a chance to vote for trade, immigration, and foreign policies that put our citizens first. They'll have the chance to reject today's rule by the global elite and to embrace real change that delivers a government of, by, and for the people. I hope America is watching. It will soon be time to believe in America again. Unquote. Well, Mr. Trump, as founder and CEO of America Again, thanks for the endorsement. America Again isn't waiting until November, though, or January when you take office to end this rule of the global elite over us. We're already in 110 American communities, and America Again members are already out of our sick beds. We're rejecting this black plague that's infesting the whole world, Europe, here, Russia, China, everywhere. Notice today, especially in conservative America and Europe, but it's also worldwide, there's this attitude of fear and cynicism. It's an attitude of just resignation, hopelessness, whatever you want to call it. I call it the black death of the mind, because this emotional condition that you see all over the world today, it's like the bubonic plague that was also called the Black Death. It was an epidemic that killed almost 100 million Europeans over 7 years, beginning in 1346 AD. There was a little bacterium called Yersinia pestis that was carried around by fleas. The fleas would bite animals and people, and there it went. That was its propagation method. The Black Plague killed half or more of the members of just about every family. In some cases, 10%, in some cases, 90% of the family would die. The symptoms would start just a few days after the flea would bite. It would start, you'd have chills and general kind of bad feeling, high fever, muscle cramps, and then it would just become worse and worse, finally including gangrene in your fingers, toes, lips, the tip of your nose. You'd start coughing up blood, and obviously it would end in death. There was no treatment known back then in the 1300s, but people that survived, if they had a first infection of bubonic plague, if they survived, they became immune to the Black Death, and then they could help later victims, other people in their family, et cetera. So today, here's how I see the parallel. This whole world is victim because of the Internet and the speed of information reaching us. We're victims to a similar, I call it the Black Death of the mind, because the Internet feeds us more information, more knowledge of evil than we can cope with. So here's the symptoms. If you have Black Death of the mind, this is what you start feeling. Starts with just a general malaise, just a bad overall feeling. Grows into fear, and then anxiety, and then paranoia, insomnia, fitful sleep. You become listless, weak. You become mistrustful, irritable. You're unable to focus on your productive work. You break relationships. All of these things have to do with the stresses of this fear, this overarching fear. And it's worldwide today. The UK vote yesterday, it's a reaction to this massive Islamic infestation. And that was because of political correctness gone amok for decades. So the inevitable collapse of Marxism on top of that, counterfeiting, worldwide counterfeiting, and all of that just keeps, it's followed by a growing mistrust, acrimony, paranoia. It's just, it's terrible. And then it's fed by this fire hose of Internet fear porn, and it infests every European home and mobile device faster, obviously much faster than a flea-borne bacterium could. So it's fear. Fear is destroying the human spirit there and here. Say, it's the same thing on this side of the Atlantic. Look at what we have to deal with. The people of Mexico and South and Central America, they're experiencing the inevitable collapse, just like Europe is, the collapse of Marxism. It doesn't work. The system doesn't work. And plus, in Mexico, South and Central America, you have very old, generations-old corruption, centuries-old corruption. So this feeds mass social unrest, because now people get all of this stuff through the Internet every minute. And that feeds mass illegal immigration into the United States. So are there solutions to these big problems? Yes, absolutely. Donald Trump is talking a good game, but nothing's going to happen even if he wins unless Trump has the backing of a constitutionalist Congress and of tens of millions of us, of dedicated sovereigns that finally enforce the Constitution. And folks, this is something that only we can do. Washington, D.C. cannot enforce the Constitution against its own self. Washington, D.C. organized crime will not fix itself. So Trump, he can come in as the tip of the spear. Absolutely, praise God, hallelujah, you bet. But we have to do the heavy lifting. This is our republic. And we have to enforce the Constitution. So that's the whole point of America Again. This is what we're going to be doing over the next 24 weeks as I unpack my book, Fear the People. You're going to learn. This is actually the best time to be alive. I know it doesn't feel like it. This is the best time to be alive in all of history. I know you're thinking, okay, the Ron Paul Revolution failed me. The Tea Party failed me. Everything has failed in the past. Moral majority, all this. Look, it burns you out, and it didn't work because all these things have been based on more and more electoral politics. You're not going to break D.C. organized crime with electoral politics. You see how it doesn't work, does it? We can keep electing them and electing them. This is organized crime. So after more than 25,000 hours of R&D over 8 years, America Again has the only full-spectrum solution. We have not found another Save America plan like it. Nothing like it. This is fully explained in my book, Fear the People. You can cheat if you don't want to listen to me the next 25 weeks. You can cheat. Download the book for free on our website, americaagain.net, and find out. I unpack it chapter by chapter. This is how we restore our republic. Now, America Again is in 110 towns right now. You need to join so we can grow into thousands of towns. Just, we can be the opposite. We can be the virtuous virus that defeats the black death of the mind. This is all in our minds, folks. I know it's all about the money. I know it's all about a lot of bad things government's doing. You know what? If you hole up and let black death take you, it will. You're not going to be any part of the solution. So don't succumb to those hourly flea bites, you know, being that corrode your Christian faith, that foster that irrational fear in your heart. Tune out fear porn. That industry focuses on things that we can't change. To keep itself alive, those fear porn fleas, they studiously avoid any real solution. You see how USA prepares? Here, all you hear about is solution. Solution, solution. Fix it here, fix it there, build this up, fix that. Okay, with fear porn, none of that. Joe Farah, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Michael Savage, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, all of them. All you hear is fear, 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 nothing but no solution. So their revenue stream is tied to spreading this black death of the mind. See, that's how it works. They render their victims unable to ever have peace. So you have to come back to their show to hear it again the next day. And you're always unwilling to take action. Why? Because you hear from them every day. All is lost. All is lost. And they'll say, buy our products. You know, send in your donation today. Huh? All is lost. How is that going to help? You've got to wean yourself of this. So fear porn peddlers, it's very pathetic, but you have to realize your attitude, America, your attitude, your fear, it is your responsibility. Evil is alive and well, yes. But America, again, is history's first real, long-term, full-spectrum solution. So this pandemic that gripped the UK until they ran, that is gripping all of Europe, that is gripping Russia today, it can't be America if you just get out of bed and show up.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And this is David Zuniga, sitting in for Vincent today. I'm the CEO and founder of America Again. I was saying that in terms of the total number of lives affected, today we're facing the most massive spiritual, emotional battle in world history. But see, the bloodiest skirmishes, as I say, those are raging between your ears. So, come on, folks. Decide to join us. Be a survivor, okay? You can defeat this pandemic both in your own mind and all around you, in your community. You have to start with the most powerful truth. The most powerful truth in human history on earth is that God loved the world enough to send his son to bring eternal life and to bring peace of mind that passes all understanding. When you have that, don't forget it. Don't leave it on the doorstep when the news of the day starts freaking you out. Survivors, if you're a survivor of this black death of the mind, you're going to have your two strongest characteristics are going to be peace of mind and unshakable courage. And the people around you are going to see you and say, hey, he or she sees the glass half full. I'm going to hang around them. Why is it that they've got hope when I don't? And you've got to tell them. I mean, this is all a matter. This isn't BS. This isn't just a bunch of words or founding father quotes. This is a plan of action that has step by step. We're going to start with step one today. The internet is empowering mankind more than ever. You need to see that part. So America Again is like a carrier of this virtuous virus, and our mission is to launch the first in the world operative popular sovereignty. Now, we have it on paper in the Constitution. Our Constitution is the longest-standing written Constitution in history, and it is also the most powerful. It gives the people In it, we the people claim for ourselves the most power of any governing document in history. But all of this has to start by you getting out of the black funk, and it starts with you being the first person in your town to start spreading this news. Hey, folks, there's a way out of this. It's going to take time. It's not going to be the easiest thing on earth, but we're going to end up better off than we've been in over 150 years. How fast this spreads is entirely up to you, okay? So over the next 24 weeks in this class, you'll discover, I'm going to show you why Great Depression 2, yeah, it's inevitable. The math, I mean, you're not going to, you know, it's just the collapse of 150 years of counterfeiting and financial fraud. It's huge. That's necessary surgery, folks. We're not getting out of that. But, and Donald Trump alone, you know, isn't going to fix it. He can't. No president can. No president can do what our ancestors failed to do after the Great Depression, which was restore constitutional money. We should have done it then. Restore ethical, moral credit and banking. We should have done it back then. Restore limited servant government. All of these things we should have done during that last Great Depression. We didn't. We didn't know any better. We had no tactical force massing ability like we do with the internet today. So it's going to take a determined remnant standing beside and around Mr. Trump, okay? And we have a detailed long-term plan. That's America Again. AmericaAgain.net. Okay, so that black cloud that's twisting your thoughts every day, that's pulling you down and making you think there's no future, there's no future. Wow, my grandkids are going to live in, you know, communist China here. Look, this is your choice, and I'm inviting you to shake off the black death. We're starting with Chapter 1 of Fear of the People today. Go to AmericaAgain.net. Go to the bottom of the homepage. On the right-hand side, it says free. It says PDF book. Click on that. Download the book so as we go through these next 24 weeks, through this class, you can follow, you can jump ahead. Read the whole thing if you want it. You can read it in a few hours. There's only 82 pages in the body of the book. So we're going to teach you to spread this virtuous virus to the people around you first, the people you know best first. You've got to get out of the black funk. We're not going to do what England did yesterday. We're not. We're going to hang together, hang tough, and bust the enemy apart, divide them, conquer them. By the time Trump is in the White House, he could be in thousands of pounds, moving on the opposite course of Europe, pulling against our common enemy by God's grace.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, this is David Zuniga, founder of America Again, back with you. And we're covering chapter one of my book, Fear the People. And the name of this chapter is The Most Promising Era in History. Now, I'm not insane. This is the most promising era in history. As you have heard the last five times I've been on this show, I have given you reason to believe that. The book, Fear the People, unpacks that idea and shows you, proves beyond a reasonable doubt, that this is the most promising era in history. Now, promise doesn't mean delivery. It just means the promise is there. So I don't suggest in the book that a majority of Americans are going to start doing the right thing. They won't. Get over that. Majorities in America, forget that. We're all past that. The internet has completely atomized societies in every country. And so you see nation states struggling with this internet-led revolution. It's not going to end, folks. This is what humanity is going to keep doing. So what I demonstrate in the book, Fear the People, is that half of 1% of our population can restore 150 years of lost liberty. And that half of 1%, that's still 1.6 million people. That's a lot of people if they have a plan. So in the Bible, that's called a remnant. And so here we're blessed with the most magnificent constitution ever devised, as I just said a while ago. But we, the people, have never enforced it. And if you've got a law and you never enforce it, you have no law. And every parent of spoiled kids knows that. That's just a basic human condition. You know, as he walked out of the Constitutional Convention, Lady Powell of Philadelphia asked Ben Franklin, "Dr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us?" And Franklin replied, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." And so we haven't kept a republic. We've turned into, people call this a nation. We are not a nation. That's bad civics. We are a republic of sovereign states. Huge difference, folks. But all of us use this word nation, nation, nation. We're going to get to some other words here in a minute that I want to wipe clean out of your mind. But let me just illustrate the insanity of our attitude. As citizens, as the top layer of government, here's how we're acting. Here's an analogy. Imagine that you spent your whole life building a business, okay? And after, 40 years, you built and equipped and paid for your facility, your building. And you decide, I'm going to take my first ever vacation. And so you take off for a couple weeks. And on returning, you discover that somebody changed out the locks. And so you look in the windows, and you can't believe your eyes. Your business is trashed. The employees are lounging all over on the broken furniture. They're looking, sneering back at you defiantly through the window. And you look around in the employee lot, and you see, a dozen new luxury cars. And so you go check your company operating account. It's overdrawn by tens of thousands. Your $600,000 operating cushion, gone. Everything you worked for, embezzled while you were away. Okay, and you don't have just one embezzler. You know, all the employees are in on this thing. They're criminals. Okay, now in that case, how much sense would it make for you, the employer, to hold rallies with posters, marching around your building, you know, maybe wearing an Uncle Sam costume or, you know, a Minuteman costume, telling your friends to send emails to the criminals inside? Would that make any sense at all? No. You'd call in the law to arrest and prosecute those criminal employees, right? And you'd recover your property. So America, again, is about turning over an entirely new leaf. It starts in our minds. Because by definition, you don't deal with Washington, D.C. the way we keep trying and trying and trying to deal with them, with elections. It's not going to change anything. Criminals don't play by rules, folks. They break rules by definition. Like the dumbfounded owner, right, looking into your ruined building. You can keep reading books about the symptoms of the crime, or you can see everything, your mailbox and inbox stuffed every day with, you know, an appeal to act now, save America, donate today. Look. We're fighting one another donkey versus elephant, and that does not work. The real war is D.C. versus America. It's a lawless, Washington, D.C. is a lawless, ruthless, independent city-state that is working against every productive American. When you grasp that, and then you go look at all these Save America plans, you'll see why America, again, is doing, you know, is defined and is designed the way we are. It's long-term, it's full spectrum, it's not easy, but it will work. This is what the Founding Fathers required of us. Einstein defined insanity as repeatedly doing the same thing and always expecting a different result. That's what we do with elections. I mean, we keep thinking that the next election, the next rally, the next, you know, truth-telling book, whatever, is going to work. Those solutions have never worked. So organized crime is what we face in Washington, D.C., so there was a Roman statesman, Seneca the Younger. There were two Senecas. But Seneca the Younger said, he who does not prevent a crime when he can encourages it. So that's what we've been doing. We've been encouraging criminals for 150 years. Now, let me talk about a few. This is, again, chapter one of my book, Fear the People. You can download the book in PDF format for free at americaagain.net. The book is Fear the People. Okay, so on pages, I think, 12 and 13 of the book, I get into using accurate vocabulary. So here's what we do with chapter one. We strip your mind of a bunch of words that are have completely been flipping, reversing the roles. All our lives, for generations, we keep reversing the roles. Of course, you know how last time I talked with John, I talked about what monumental architecture does to you. You walk into these gorgeous, huge marble floor buildings. It freaks you out. You feel tiny. You feel like a little ant. You feel powerless. Okay, here's what we do to ourselves with the words we use. And first, whenever I'm writing, when I write the word state, I always capitalize it. And when I write the word federal, I never capitalize it. I always use a small F for federal, so I never start a sentence with the word federal. And I write Supreme Court just the way the founders did. They wrote small s, supreme, and then capital C, court, okay? Don't make them bigger than they are. Let's deprogram our state-run education, folks, okay? And then the second thing I want to tell you before getting into the words is popular sovereignty is collective. We talked about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. It is collective. You are not individually a sovereign monarch. You know, this is what the sovereign citizen anarchists are suggesting. It will not work, and it does not stand up under scrutiny. The founding fathers never said that, never suggested it. So our unique system is popular sovereignty. It's antithetical to anarchy. Okay, the first word we use that we need to wipe out, I said it just a minute ago, is nation. Wipe that out of your system. Whenever you're about to say nation, say republic. Say republic. Start using the proper word. This is civics, folks. We are a constitutional republic. We, the 50 states, read the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. It says that we guarantee to those states in perpetuity a republican form of government. That means that all the states are going to continue to be sovereign. This is not a nation. Don't use the word nation. Okay, the second one is democracy. This one you guys already know. We talk about this all the time in the Patriot movement and have done for many years. But the founding fathers were very clear. They despised democracy. That's as inaccurate a word as calling us a monarchy. So Madison, Adams, Jefferson, all of them talked about democracy being a disaster. Don't use that word. Okay, here's one. Government. When you say I'm against the government, when you complain about government, really what you're against is organized crime. Remember, we the people, in our system of government, in our system in America, we the people are the highest level of government. So we're government. We're the head of it, see? So federal government, by definition, by law, is only those performing the duties that are enumerated by us in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Anything else that's being done in the name of government isn't government. It's organized crime. So when you say you're against the government, don't. You're not against the government. You're the head of the government. Act like it. Okay, the next one is kind of a corollary to that. Revolution. People love to use this revolution meme. What does revolution mean? It means overturning a government. In our Constitution, we the people create, define, and severely limit government, right? So the last thing we want to do is overturn it. We don't want to revolt. The head of the house does not revolt. That's what the bratty kid does. Okay? Don't use the word revolution. That's not what we want. We want real popular sovereignty. We want responsible, repentant, repentant responsibility. Act like the parents. Okay. The next word is grassroots. Please don't use that term when referring to the highest level of government in our republic. You are at the highest level. You are not an earthworm underfoot. Grassroots. let's try to wipe that term out of our lexicon. The other one, I just love this one, is voter. Please don't refer to yourself. Don't demote yourself to a voter. Look, all the time you're breathing or sitting or walking or whatever, do you call yourself a sitter? Do you say, all the walkers need to get together, all the breathers, all us breathers need? Look, stop saying voter. It isn't even a noun. Voting is just a small part of our citizen power and our duty. And a lot of productive Americans don't even vote anymore because our process has been turned into a sham. So every president for the last 25 years was elected by less than 25% of Americans. So banana republics have voters that choose their puppets. We have actual self-government. We're sovereign. Use the word sovereign. Now, we're not individually sovereign, but collectively, we are sovereign, not voters. Let's wipe that word out.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
And this is David Zuniga, your instructor for today. Author of Fear the People. The book is available for free in PDF format at americaagain.net. Okay, so we were talking about the words that we need to wipe off of our hard drive, right? We are not a nation. America is a republic. We're not a democracy. We do not fight the government. We are the government. We're the top level of the government. We don't want revolution. That means overturning a government. And since we're the top level of government, we don't want revolution. We want real popular sovereignty. We're not grassroots like earthworms underfoot. And we're not voters. We are sovereigns. Okay, so let's continue with this. Here are a few more words that we need to wipe out of our lexicon. Elected leaders. Somebody that violates the Constitution every day, that's no leader, right? Except to criminals and parasites that are sharing the booty with them or something. Think about it. Have you ever been led by a politician? I mean, even a very, very good politician, one of the greatest, whoever you like. Have you been led by them? Statesmen represent sovereigns. They don't lead serfs. And this goes for state legislators, too. We're not just talking about at the federal level. So don't use the term elected leaders. When you're about to say that, say elected servant. Okay? Start using servant. Just like you're not going to use nation anymore, you're going to say republic, which is what we really are. You're also going to say, instead of elected leader, when it's rolling off your tongue, say elected servant. So be sure to plug. Oh, and here's another one. Elected officials. Now, official, if an office is nowhere authorized by us in the Constitution, a person can't be an official. See, public servant is a perfect term, or elected servant, if they're honest, of course. If they're not honest, then criminal is a good term. So elected officials, elected leaders, wipe those off your hard drive. It's elected servants, public servants. Okay. Constituent. Here's a word. If you think about it, that one's even worse than voter. What does constituent mean? That we constitute all the tiny little citizens make up this big, powerful politician, right? We don't collectively constitute our servants. We're supposed to be informing them, overseeing them, superintending them, commanding them. That's what we're supposed to do with our servants. So I'm not a constituent. Are you? I hope not. The last one is tyranny. Now, that's a good word a lot of times. It's usually used for a sovereign, either by custom or law, that becomes corrupt, right, or becomes ruthless and overbearing. Now, that's a tyrant. But our lawless servants in government, those aren't tyrants. Those are serial financial criminals, extortionists, whatever, defrauders, embezzlers. These are shameless bureaucrats. Man, these aren't tyrants. They're not our leaders by custom or law. Okay, so not only in D.C., by the way, tyranny, don't start using this term tyranny when really what you mean is organized crime. Use the term organized crime when you want to use the term tyranny. Okay, all of these things, you know, like ideas, words have consequences. The vocabulary we use helps to cement in our own mind our inferior position and constantly keeps us in this, like I was saying earlier, excuse me, about the black plague, the black death of our mind. You've got to shake this off. You've got to get yourself out of that sick bed. You've got to strip away the words that are you're programming your own self and you're programming your servants to act like your masters. So let's, when you write, I think I was talking with John about this last time, when you write to a senator, don't say the honorable. There's nothing honorable about them. So we'll continue with chapter 2 of Fear of the People next week. So see you next Friday, same time. And remember, the solution belongs with you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. 0937.